In today's show, Bitcoin price struggles to defend $21,000 as Coinbase faces new SEC wrath. That's right. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis, quitting crypto analyst Mikhail Vandepop. The markets are correcting and preferred with $21,600 to hold for Bitcoin. That's a crucial breaker now too. If it breaks to the upside, new highs. Looking at the $20,500 to $20,700 area to hold for Bitcoin going into FOMC tomorrow, if less than 100 BPS, upwards after, and quoting Matthew Hyland, ironic the peak euphoric events of the bull market where Tesla buying Bitcoin and Coinbase IPOing on the stock exchange. Now in the last week, Tesla has sold and Coinbase is under investigation by the SEC. And quoting Crypto Tony, Bitcoin update, 20,700 is my target on this drop. Following my chart yesterday, looking for at least another drop to that level, but I do think we drop deeper. And check this out, Bitcoin has outperformed the S&P 500 by over 130% thus far this month. Also in today's show, Hong Kong positioned as the most crypto-ready country in 2022. That's right, when it comes to the number of crypto ATMs, legislation, the number of blockchain startups and crypto searches, Hong Kong is number one in the world, with the United States and Switzerland trailing right behind. Also in today's show, extreme demand for Bitcoin at $20,000 is creating new support levels. According to Glassnode, quoting them here, it would be constructive to see these short-term hodler-held coins at the $40,000 to $50,000 level start to mature to long-term hodler status over coming weeks, helping to bolster this argument. Also in today's show, I'll be sharing three signs that the Bitcoin price is forming a potential macro bottom. But is the bottom in? That's the million-dollar question. Also in today's show, Trader Tone Base predicts new 2022 low for Bitcoin and says pullback creates complete disaster for the Bitcoin price action. That's right, in a new strategy session, Base says Bitcoin is now at a risk of losing over 33% of its value from its current price after Bitcoin went below the key breakout level of 21,500, and he says it really needs to go back up. Otherwise, I'm going to put these low targets of $14,000 back on the table. Also be sharing the latest prediction from Plan B, who updates us with $100,000 to $1 million Bitcoin price prediction range for the king crypto within the next 5 years. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, my crypto fam? Make some noise in the live chat. Bitcoin fell to $21,000 this morning on July 26th after it emerged that the United States cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase was under investigation. That's right. And here you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Point TradingView showed a swift reversion to lower levels for Bitcoin as reports emerged of fresh legal problems for Coinbase over securities trading. That's right, the US SEC, Bloomberg originally reported, was looking into whether the exchange had allowed users to trade unregistered securities. And part of the wider battle between the US crypto industry and regulators over compliance, the move appeared to frighten the market, coming amid parallel allegations that a former executive conducted insider trading. Trading, and quoting Matthew Hyland here, ironic the peak euphoric events of the bull market were Tesla buying Bitcoin and Coinbase IPOing on the stock exchange. Now in the last week, Tesla has sold and Coinbase is under investigation by the SEC. Go figure. And with that, Bitcoin was back to defending 21,000 as support on the day, with commentator Mark Cullen stressing that the level must hold for the bulls to stay in control. Quoting him here, the $21,000 level for Bitcoin is super critical for the bulls to hold if they have any hope of this regaining a bullish posture, a 4 hour close below there, and the Bitcoin ball as well, and truly in the bear's court. And for its part, Coinbase has been anything but passive in the US regulatory debate, last week releasing a dedicated blog post why the SEC should change course. Quoting them here, if the commission starts an open process where all of us can provide input, we look forward to sharing our thoughts on how to answer the important questions our petition raises, and we would encourage others to do the same, says their chief policy officer. And quoting him again here, we may not agree every step of the way, but it is critical that this is an open and transparent process where the public has a chance to offer their views. Policy making at this level is far too important to be made in a black box. And he makes a great point. Now, Coinbase shares were down 3.7%. pre-market, adding to 5.3% losses the previous day. Now let's discuss Ethereum. A similar mood was visible on the altcoin markets, with fellow account trader SZ forecasting a return to $1,000 for Ethereum even before the bulk of Bitcoin's losses materialized. Ethereum, previously the best performer in the July crypto market rebound, traded at just over $1,400 at the time of this recording versus its peak on July 24th when it was down 15%. And here you're looking at the Ethereum 1 hour candle chart. And on July 25th, trader SZ warned that Ethereum and Bitcoin can both soon challenge lows, the latter aiming for $18,500. Quoting him here on Twitter, "I don't like the way ETH USD looks. I think even if it wants to go higher, makes more sense to take out the lows, which means Bitcoin can squeeze lower. Going to cut my Bitcoin long. If it is low, I'll go back in higher up after the low is in." And this was in response to his previous tweet and validation below the box for longs. If it gets smashed, then probably top in for a move towards range low, which is around 18,500 for me. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this crypto analyst. And check this out. Bitcoin has outperformed the S&P 500 by over 130% this month. Let's go. And before I break down next story of the day and we discuss Hong Kong position as the most crypto ready country in 2022. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, all the major cryptos are currently correcting. And in the red, we have Bitcoin down 4.6% for the day, trading just above 20,900 at the time of this recording, with Ethereum now down 9%, trading under $1,400, while Binance Coin, XRP, Cardano, Solana, and Polkadot all correcting and in the blood red. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. While public acceptance remains key to crypto's existence, the road to mainstream adoption requires government to set up a supporting infrastructure that complements the requirements of the technology and the people. Factors such as crypto ATM installations, pro-crypto regulations, startup culture, and a fair tax regime signal a country's readiness to adopt cryptocurrencies. And considering these factors, a Forex Suggest study revealed Hong Kong's position as the best prepared country for widespread crypto adoption, with a crypto readiness score of 8.6, despite having a bigger crypto infrastructure than the island nation. The United States and Switzerland made it to the top three with lower crypto readiness scores of 7.7 and 7.5 respectively, as shown here in this chart. You see Hong Kong leading the pack, followed by the United States, followed by Switzerland. Now, the biggest factors considered in this study to calculate a country's readiness for the number of crypto ATM installations proportional to the population and geographical size of the jurisdiction and the number of blockchain startups per 100,000 people. So as a result, Hong Kong's smaller landmass helped the country top the list. Coin ATM radar data shows that the U.S. houses 88% of the global crypto ATM installations. And on the contrary, Hong Kong installed a network of only 146 crypto ATMs, representing just 0.4% of the crypto ATMs worldwide. But owning to the smaller area, Hong Kong residents are never more than 4.3 miles away from a crypto ATM. Pretty clutch. As you can see here, numbers don't lie. The countries with the most crypto ATMs per 100,000 people, you can see number one in the world is the United States, followed by Canada, and followed by Hong Kong. And on the other hand, Switzerland has a crypto ATM every 161 miles, while the U.S. has installed crypto ATMs every 168 miles. Now, crypto taxes serve as the biggest deterrents to mainstream crypto adoption. Hong Kong, Switzerland, Panama, Portugal, Germany, Malaysia, and Turkey share the top spot for the lowest crypto taxes on capital gains. And as you can see here, the countries with the most interest in cryptocurrencies, number one is Australia, number two, Ireland, number three, the United Kingdom, number four, the UAE, number five, Canada, and number six, the United States. A country's efforts to nurture a growing crypto infrastructure depend heavily on investor sentiment. And with that being said, investors from major economies like Australia, Ireland, and the UK have shown the highest interest in cryptos, signaling healthy pro-crypto competition around the globe. An Opera crypto browser doubled down on its efforts to improve Web3 accessibility by announcing a partnership with Coin98, a Southeast Asia-based decentralized finance platform, to bolster Web3 accessibility. And by integrating Coin98, Opera's crypto browser will be able to tap into the platform's range of multi-chain NFTs, decentralized exchanges, cross-chain bridges, and asset swaps, as well as the ability to stake and lend their cryptocurrency portfolios as per the Thursday announcement. So there you have it, Bitcoin game theory in full effect. And before I break down next story of the day, extreme demand for Bitcoin at $20,000 is creating new support levels, according to Glassnode. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting back under that critical $1 trillion $1 milestone with 77.6 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is 41.8%, back on the rise, with an Ether dominance at 17.7%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Trust Wallet Token leading the pack up 5.4%, trading just above 92 cents, followed by ICP, just up 1% for the day, trading at $6.33, followed by Cosmos, up 1%, trading at $9.40. And as we continue to scroll down, you can see stable coins, because most of the major cryptos are currently correcting, and in the red, which you can see here in this weekly chart, a sea of red, very unfortunate. The only two in the green are TWT, up about 13%, and HEX, up 11.1%. All the other major cryptos are currently correcting, and in the red for the week. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Extreme demand at the $20,000 price point for the king crypto appears to have forced the coins back into the hands of investors who care less about what the price is, while creating a new realized price level. In the latest of the week on-chain newsletter published on Monday, Glassnode pointed to extreme demand around the $20,000 region, noting that each psychological price level from $40,000 to $30,000 to $20,000 creates a new group of short-term hodlers. The Glassnode analyst noted that much of the supply that the new short-term hodlers bought during that drawdown has not been sold, even though the prices are significantly down. This may be due to the less price-sensitive buyers, or those who care about the Bitcoin fundamentals more than investment gains, driving demand. And as you can see here in this chart, between late April through June, the Bitcoin price has fallen 55%, from $40,000 to a low of about $18,100, according to CoinGecko. Now, Glassnode wrote that this suggests while the newly minted short-term hodlers are price-insensitive buyers with more confidence in Bitcoin, adding that their conversion from a short-term hodler to a long-term hodler who does not sell for at least 155 days would help confirm this. Quoting them here, it would be constructive to see these short-term hodler held coins at the $40,000 to $50,000 level start to mature to long-term hodler status over coming weeks, helping to bolster this argument. And in this current bear market, confirmed long-term hodlers have locked in nearly 400 days straight of yearly profitability, performing better than 30-day profitability. And this is nearly the same duration that long-term hodlers experienced during the 2018 bear market. Glassnode wrote that this suggests losses are being locked in by long-term hodlers, which, if the previous argument holds, means that the new buyers have less price sensitivity than the cohort who sold, meaning they could become the newest group of long-term hodlers, which is another point in the report that the unprecedented forced selling from crypto companies amid mass liquidations and bankruptcies created conditions ripe for a relief pump. And the report concludes by stating that while the worst of the capitulation may be over, Bitcoin could remain in this low range for some time at the cost basis for new coin buyers, which have diverged below the realized price for only about 17 days straight. And previous bear cycles have endured low divergences between 248 and 575 days. So there you have it. And before I break down next story of the day, and I share with you three signs that the Bitcoin price is forming a potential macro bottom, as well as trader Tone Vase predicts a new 2022 low for Bitcoin and says pullback creates a complete disaster for the Bitcoin price action, as well as I share with you this bullish price prediction of $100,000 to $1 million Bitcoin price prediction range within the next 5 years by Plan B. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,200 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. And if you want to help support this Bitcoin and crypto movement and show some love to the show, the greatest thing you can do is smash that subscribe button, hit that like button, and drop a comment right down below. It helps out tremendously with the YouTube algorithm. And of course, I greatly appreciate your continued support. And of course, you can find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, and Apple's iTunes. If you're not listening to the pod, be sure to plug in. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, Instagram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Bitcoin could be in the process of bottoming out after gaining 25% based on several market signals. That's right, Bitcoin's price has rallied roughly 25% after dropping to around 17,500 on June 18th. The upside retrace came after a 75% correction when it measured from its November 2021 high of 69,000. The recovery seems modest, however, and carries bearish continuation risk due to prevailing macroeconomic headwinds, including rate hikes, inflation, etc., and the collapse of many high-profile crypto firms such as Three Arrows Capital, Terra, as well as others. And some widely tracked indicators are painting a different scenario, suggesting that Bitcoin's downside prospects from the current price levels are minimal. Now, for the first sign of Bitcoin's macro bottom comes from its weekly relative strength index, better known as the RSI. Notably, Bitcoin's weekly RSI became oversold after dropping below 30 in a week of June 13th. This is the first time the RSI has slipped into an oversold region since December of 2018. And interestingly, Bitcoin had ended its bear market rally in the same month and rallied over 340% in the next 6 months to $14,000. And in another instance, Bitcoin's weekly RSI dropped to 30, if not below, in the beginning of March 9, 2020. That also coincided with Bitcoin's price bottoming below $4,000 and thereafter rallying to $69,000 by November 2021, as shown here in this chart. The Bitcoin price has rebounded similarly since June 18th, opening the door to potentially repeat its history of parabolic rallies after an oversold RSI signal. Now, another sign of a potential Bitcoin macro bottom comes from its net unrealized profit and loss, better known as the NUPL indicator. The NUPL is the difference between market cap and realized cap divided by market cap. It is represented as a ratio wherein a reading above zero means investors are in profit, and the higher the number, the more investors are in profit. On July 21st, the Bitcoin NUPL climbed above zero when the price wobbled around $22,000, and historically, such a flip has followed up with major Bitcoin price rallies, as this chart illustrates the same. Check it out. Now, the third sign of Bitcoin forming a macro bottom comes from another on-chain indicator called the Puel Multiple. The Puel Multiple examines mining profitability and its impact on market prices. The indicator does it by measuring a ratio of daily coin issuance and the 365-day moving average of daily coin issuance in USD. Now, a strong Puel Multiple reading shows that mining profitability is high compared to the yearly average, suggesting miners would liquidate their Bitcoin treasury to maximize revenue, and as a result, a higher Puel multiple is known for coinciding with macro tops. And conversely, a lower Puel multiple reading means the miner's current profitability is below the yearly average. So there you have it. And now let's break down our final story of the day. Seasoned trader Tone Vays, shout out to Tone, says he is looking for a fresh bear cycle low for Bitcoin after it failed to sustain bullish momentum. In a new strategy session, Vays says Bitcoin is now at a risk of losing over 33% of its value from its current price after Bitcoin went below the key breakout level of 21,500. Quoting Tone here, if we get back into this channel, it creates a complete disaster for the price of Bitcoin, so I don't want to see us enter this channel. We can trade down with the 50-period moving average on the daily scale another day or two, but that's probably it. And after that, we would need to rally back above the 128-day moving average. And at that point, it really needs to go back up. Otherwise, I'm going to put in these low targets of $14,000 back on the table. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst that we can potentially see a $14,000 Bitcoin price bottom. And looking at the weekly chart, Vays says he is disappointed that Bitcoin closed below the 200-week moving average, an indicator that many traders view as a possible trend reversal area for the king crypto. The trader also highlights the importance of Bitcoin staying above the $20,000 price level. As he shares here, the weekly chart is still pretty fragile. If we start trending back towards $20,000, all kind of low-end targets are going to be back on the table. I still believe there is a 60% chance the bottom is in. All of that goes away if we close below the $20,000 area. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree. And checking out the latest from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model, he recently updated us here. Some of you are afraid of macro and the link between Bitcoin and stock markets, etc. In my opinion, the next 5 years, S&P 500 will be in the $5,000 to $6,000 range and Bitcoin in the $100,000 to $1 million range. Short term is noise. Long term is signal. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Plan B and his bullish price prediction of a range between $100,000 and $1 million for the king crypto within the next 5 years. And checking out another recent tweet from Plan B, 40% of all 19 million Bitcoins are in loss, which you can see in the blue. Historically, blue is a great accumulation zone. How long blue? Could be 1 month, COVID 2020, or 2 months, 2011, 6 months, 2018, 2019, 9 months, 2014, 2015. Time will tell. Currently at 3 blue dots. Are you going to wait until the green? And as he reminds us here, 20 months to go until the next Bitcoin halving. I cannot wait until 2024. What's your Bitcoin price prediction by the time of the next halving? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, the pay window wrote, sure, Bitcoin could hit $11,000 and maybe $480,000. I'd like to see analysts that looked at Bitcoin in a what if scenario in the USA, an example, suspension of the Constitution, armed turmoil, globalist takeover, etc. It's already happening, so it's inevitable. What will Bitcoin do then? Most coins at exchanges will be seized, /frozen2. You make a great point. Thanks for tuning in and for sharing. Our next featured comment comes from Jason. If that's the case, the actual price can go higher. Soon you won't be able to price Bitcoin and fiat. Word up. Preach. And our third and final featured comment comes from Digital Gravity. I've said it before, I'll say it again. No one knows Ethereum's future monetary policy. They have changed it before, they'll change it again. Heck, they'll even roll back the chain if they need to. The analyst that said Bitcoin will always be inflationary, false. He has not heard of Bitcoin's hard cap of 21 million coins. Also, that article said that the merge will reduce ETH's total supply by 90%. That's widely inaccurate. The merge is expected to reduce Ethereum's issuance of new coins by 90%, but that is even not certain. There are about 122 million ETH floating around, and that number will likely climb forever. You make a great point. I appreciate your intelligent insights. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.